Really, just the update on the injury report. Elvis Dumervil left the game, did not return with a shoulder. We'll evaluate that moving forward. But that was our only injury in the game. Questions? Well, it was strange. I've never been in this visitor's locker room. Prior to even coming here as a head coach, I'd never been here, as an assistant coach. And that part was strange, for sure. But it was great getting back. My sons are still out here going to school, so it was neat to see family. We came out Friday, so I was able to at least see them. And I have a home here that we had in our tenure here. And so it was nice to get home, sleep in my bed Friday night, and it was good.
Did it feel like a business trip once again?
Yeah, it really did. I mean, you get in that mode. This is, this is the most fun 3 hours of a head coach's work week. We do a lot of other things in preparation for games, but that 3 hours, I think, is really why you do it.
What were the emotions when you got the tunnel the first time? Because obviously you've been in the stadium.
Well, like I said, it was odd leaving out of that tunnel. I've been through the other one a bunch of times. In fact, I kind of steered to the right by accident and finally figured out I needed to go the other way. It's hard before a game. There's a lot of, people here that I have fond feelings about and, players on the other side. So you try not to see them too much before the game, but after the game it was nice to see a lot of those faces.
Defensively, coach, after the one series where you forgot about the tight end there.
Yeah, we had a couple, we tend to do this, but I don't know if it's jitters or what, but we left a couple guys free, and tribute to their team. They executed well, and we made some adjustments, but I thought all in all our defensive staff did a terrific job, and it's an explosive offense. You got a pretty good stable of backs there. You've got a quarterback that's got unique abilities, and so we knew it was going to be tough coming in, and we knew they'd be very inspired.
How were you able to get so much pressure on Cam throughout the game?
Well, we got pretty good guys rushing, I thought we had, like I said before, we had a good scheme. I'm not going to get too much into that, but we've got some special guys doing it. Obviously, losing Elvis didn't help much, but some guys stepped in and did a good job.
Coach, Tony Carter kind of emerged over the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Him coming on, being another corner that's kind of locked down on the other side of Champ. How big has that been for your team going forward?
Well, he's been tremendous. He was a guy that was with us a year ago, mostly on the practice squad, but a guy that we liked enough just watching him make plays as a scout team player. And then, we had some injuries. And actually, we went out and got some guys in free agency, and he actually beat a veteran corner out when we picked our final 53 because he played so well in the preseason games. But he's got good cover skills, and he's stepped up big for us in some big spots.
Did the coach get a game ball today?
Yes.
Can you tell us what that means?
Well, I think anytime, this game's fun when you win. And obviously, anytime you get a victory on a road, it's even doubly tough. And, I think the guys kind of knew what this was going to be like for me and was very, very generous and very well thought of on my part.
I mean, you treated it like a business trip, but obviously mm-hmm. the team knows the special significance. As you were coming off the field, that started sinking in for you?
Not so much. You just feel good to win. You put a lot into these things. They're, 7 days of hard work, countless hours, and, it's all for naught if you don't win. So, obviously, you're excited when you win.
Tom, you're talking about the three phases of the game. Mm-hmm. You need to win it all today. All three phases for you guys scored.
Yeah, it's you strive for perfection, but it never happens. And we played well enough in each phase that were all factors in the game. Whether it's a defensive score, punt return for a touchdown by Trendon, and our offense is our offense. We had some drops and we fumbled some balls and we left some points out there, no doubt. And those are things that we'll talk about, work on. We debrief when we get back.
Can you talk about the punt return and how it changed the tenor of the game when it occurred?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you score, I think it changes the game. They went right down the field and scored on us. We answered it. It was still kind of nip and tuck. And, every once in a while, it gets like that in a game. And, that was an explosive play in the game that changed the momentum at that point.
How fortunate do y'all feel getting him in preseason when he was released?
Well, we knew it was a need from, the end of last season or free agency when we lost Eddie Royal to the Chargers. He had been our return man, a very efficient return man. And, we just kept looking. And when he became available, we dove in.
Coach, Were you surprised other teams didn't beat you to it?
Again, it's hard to speak for what the other 31 teams are thinking about, but I was just glad we got them.
I'm sure you thought there was going to be a process with Peyton getting to learn, the players and vice versa, mm-hmm. et cetera. Is it going quicker than you anticipated?
No, whatever it is and wherever we are right now, we're 6-3 is what we are. And, I give him, unbelievable credit for, I think it's pretty remarkable what he's done. I mean, coming off a year not playing football, the type of injury he had, the type of rehab it takes. The guy's a tireless worker. He demands a lot from his teammates. And, they obviously give him great command. He's just a remarkable player. And we're a pleasure to have him. Well, he's a dynamic guy. I think this kind of meant something to him. Sometimes that where you are in the draft and all that kind of stuff motivates guys. You'll have to ask Vaughn that, but he definitely came to play today for sure.
Is it fair to say that Max is the best quarterback you've had?
Yeah, I think I don't like doing comparisons, Tom. You know me well enough, but I'd be kind of silly of me to say that. I mean, that with a Champ Bailey and a Peyton Manning, they're going to be first ballot Hall of Famers, so they're hard to compare.
Okay,
John, you like those last matchups with Vaughn? They different times they were trying to tight end on him. As you studied these guys, did you like some of those matchups with Vaughn?
To be real honest with you, I kind of like Vaughn matchup on anybody, but I wouldn't be critical of how they tried to do it. A lot of people have tried different things, and he's pretty special.